This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Four people died, dozens were hurt, and thousands of homes felt the impact of tornadoes that tore through East Texas Saturday night. I spent Sunday in and around the town of Canton, which is an hour east of Dallas, talking to folks who were in the middle of the storm. 18-year-old Kason Cole was at his friend's trailer when they heard the rain and lightning. He says they didn't think the tornado would be as bad as it was, so they decided to go for a drive. He was in one car, his friend in another.
And it's sprinkling a little bit, and then like in the matter of like probably 30 seconds, it just gets gray because of how hard the rain's coming down, and we're watching the trees in front of us. They're hitting the road, they're coming back up.
His friend tried to swerve out of the way and ended up in the ditch. The storm was getting worse. Cole and his friend were terrified.
We didn't know what to do, and then the trees just, they're falling down and stuff. So we put it in reverse, and we're starting to back up. Then we hear this loud sound, and a tree had fallen behind us. So we're, like, trapped right in there in this little, like, gap.
When they finally got out of their cars, the road had flooded. The water was up to their waist. He knew they shouldn't have been there, but he's also glad they didn't stay at his friend's place. It was demolished. The tornadoes that ripped through Van Zandt County tossed cars and trucks at a dealership off Interstate 20, uprooted trees, and mangled metal. Governor Greg Abbott estimated 5,000 addresses were affected. Next door, units at My Storage Place in Canton were torn apart, leaving mattresses, clothes, toys, and a lone propane tank sitting out. Paige Redding was there cleaning out her unit.
I have a lot of water damage in mine. As you can see, my Andy Warhols are ruined, but that's okay.
Her friend David Milbauer was taken aback by the tornado's power.
I was really just impressed and in awe that so much nature could cause so much destruction and yet still leave so much behind.
One of the first things he noticed when he walked up to the storage facilities, sitting in the middle of the pavement, a perfectly intact light bulb. Stella Chavez, KERA News.